Hello. Okay, well, I turned up my headset now on my headset, but maybe you just have to turn your end up because now I sound better.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you, you know, use technology.
Technologically?
Yeah.
Technology?
Technogally.
Technogally.
Technologally?
Technologally, yeah.
We're too unhinged for this.
To get started?
I think so.
Okay. There is one thing I want to quickly do. I want to grab that name before I forget it because we missed it. We set it up last episode and we just didn't do it. And
yeah.
I refuse to let that happen again.
I refuse.
Okay. Jacob Dudman. All right. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Welcome everyone back with our latest episode of Time Traveling Rainbows here. I'm Alex.
I'm Andy.
And we're still talking about Doctor Who. We're going through it from start to finish. We started at season one, episode one with William Hartnell. We are still on William Hartnell. And we arrive here today on some random planet. It's not a random planet.
It's not a random planet.
It's a very significant planet.
It's probably the least random planet besides like Gallifrey and Earth.
True. And we are on The Daleks, Part 4, The Ambush.
So good. This is a good episode.
What episode is this? Season 1, Episode 7?
8.
Episode 8, thank you.
We're on 8 now, yeah.
Season 1, Episode 8. I wrote down everything except that.
Except that. Naturally.
But before we get started with that, we do have a little bit of homework? Cleaning?
Housekeeping?
Housekeeping, thank you.
Homework? Cleaning?
Listen. Anyways.
Your techno doodah.
Some housekeeping to do. Techno doodah. Shouts to that. We do want to give a shout out to the lovely Jacob Dudman, who is saying goodbye to their role as the many doctors in multiple Big Finish productions. If you don't know who Jacob Dudman is and you've listened to some Doctor Who Big Finish productions, they are likely playing the role as the Doctor. They do a fantastic impression of a bunch of them.
Oh my goodness, yeah. It's
including
wild.
Including David, Matt Smith, Capaldi, I believe, at one point.
Yep.
And so just a bunch of those, and he does a fantastic job, and he is saying goodbye to his role as the Doctor in Big Finish productions. And we do, I have been like trying to get involved in some of them. I think we're going to have to listen to a few at some point and talk about them.
Ooh, I'm excited.
They are quite good.
I'm excited. Okay, let's do it.
So we'll have to tackle that at some point.
All right.
But yeah, he's been doing it for a while now, and I think he's just, you know, it's time to say goodbye, which is very valid. It can be quite exhausting, I think, to play a character that isn't your own. And
multiple iterations of said character, I imagine.
Yeah. And like for lots of projects. So yeah, I mean, he does a fantastic job. Thank you for all you've done for Doctor Who, Jacob Dudman.
Thank you. For real.
You will be missed for sure. Now on to what we're going to talk about today. Our latest episode.
I'm so excited. This was a good episode.
It was.
I liked it.
I also liked it. I'm just realizing now I wrote my notes in orange, and because of the lighting, I'm having a hard time of seeing them. This is going to be interesting.
That's unfortunate, my love.
Did you bonk the microphone?
I did. I bonked it.
That was a horrible noise.
Yeah, it was. My glasses decided to make an appearance against the microphone yet again. I don't recommend doing that in case anyone was wondering.
That did not sound that nice.
No, it really didn't.
Okay. So, starting from the top, our director for this episode is Christopher Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Different than last week's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, we're back to the OG director of episodes one and two, Christopher Barry, written once again by Terry Nation.
Tarnation.
Script editor continues to be David Whittaker.
Slay.
Producer, Verity Lambert.
Of course, a queen. Our icon.
Our icon.
Yes.
And music by Tristram Carey.
Slay.
I did it this time.
You did.
I got it.
Yeah. The music in these
3 weeks.
The music and the music direction and like the sound direction in this was so good.
I'm really enjoying the music.
Oh yeah. It's a shout out to everyone on team, because all of these pieces moving together just created something so beautiful and amazing.
Okay.
So shout outs to the team.
From 1963. Oh, I forgot to mention, I think last week's episode, we officially moved into the 1964 era.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it was that week or was the week prior. I don't actually remember. But we are now in 1964.
So
we can't refer it to 1963 anymore.
Well, would you look at that? This is exciting.
We're moving forward in time.
We are indeed. Okay. Shall we begin?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. So picking up
where we left off,
which
I think what they're doing is they're just taking the cut from the beginning of the last episode. And this is what they're doing like all the time now.
Yeah.
And they're just putting it at the front of this the new episode.
Instead of trying to do what they were doing before of like trying to recreate it. Like, no, just use that same.
They've been split wide open. Nah, no more of that.
No, nor more. None at all. So we get, we have Dalek Ian, which is so good.
Dalek Ian.
Dalek
Ian.
Can we
talk about Dalek Ian for a second?
Oh, can we please?
Okay. What do we think of Dalek Ian? It is my favorite iteration of Ian thus far.
Yeah. I genuinely cannot think of the words to describe how amazing Dalek Ian is, you guys. Dear listener, I implore you to like Google it. Give it a goog. Because seriously, it is so good. It is so funny.
I also think it's hilarious.
It's so good. Because they remind him in the last, at like the end of last episode, they're like, remember to talk monotone. Like you can't have inflection.
Do you mean like this?
And don't you mean like, oh my gosh.
Oh, there's a screen here.
It's so good.
I love it.
Oh my, I'm wiping tears from my eyes. It's so good. But yeah, Dalek Ian is at the back, Barbara and the doctor are still trying to push him.
But he's figured out how to drive it.
Yes.
He's like, I've figured it out. And then he's like, his plunger starts going up and down.
It's so cute. It's like an excited dog realizing it has a tail.
He's like, I did it.
It's like, wait, I did it. Okay, you guys go in front. I got this. Yeah. It's very cute.
Because he's pretending to take them for questioning.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're doing the sneaky sneak.
Yeah.
They're sneaking through the hallways.
So Susan's kind of like guiding them because she's been out of the cell the most, right? So she knows her way around the best out of anyone. And so she kind of recognizes where they are. And she looks around the corner and she sees that there's a Dalek standing on guard and in front of like an elevator lift.
Well, it's weird because it's
like around the corner and then there's a room and then there's the lift.
Yeah, it's like there's an entire room dedicated for there being a lift.
Yeah, it's not like
that's not very practical.
No, it's not.
But
for the purposes
the
of the story. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Daleks particularly care about practicality.
No, I mean, they got time to kill, both literally
and figuratively.
Yeah.
So Susan is like, okay, besties, like, I see we need to go this way, but there's a Dalek there. So like, okay, Ian, you're going to need to, you know, come through with
Susan
puts a hand on
Ian's figurative shoulder.
Yeah. And says,
we're going to need you to have the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
We're going to need you to win the Oscar here.
I need you to get the total EGOT package, please.
Yeah.
Because for reals, I need you to like. This one's for the girls, you know? I need you to send this one for the girlies. And you know what? Ian fucking delivered.
He did. He did a good job.
Oh my gosh.
He schmoves right up and he says,
the council wishes to question the prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
What council?
Yeah.
What council? He's just guessing.
He's just guessing.
Yeah.
He's I'm like, assuming the council is the bitches that have been in the control room the whole time.
Well, exactly. The leader, quote unquote.
That yeah.
Because Daleks don't have names. We don't actually know any of their names, but he's like, we are taking them to the council.
Like the council wish to speak with the prisoners.
Yeah.
And the other Dalek is like,
he buys it.
He's like, I didn't hear about this, but like, okay, wait here for a second while I confer. And then Susan is like, uh-oh, like we can't actually like let him talk to the other Daleks because they'll realize this is a bunch of baloney.
This is a ruse.
It's a ruse. And so she big brain thinks.
I also have in my notes, Susan big brains it.
I said, Susan uses her big brain and thinks fast to pretend to try and escape. Wink, wink. And she really does give a little, camp wink to the camera.
She literally winks to the camera.
It's delightful. It's really giving like toddler realizing they can wink for the first time. Like, watch this. I'm going to blow your mind right now. Watch this thing I can do. And so Susan is like pretending to try and escape. And Dalek Ian and then the guard Dalek, they like sandwich her between their plungers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how well that will work.
Well, it worked. She stopped. It worked,
but also she wasn't really trying to escape. They were holding her. So who knows how effective that really would have been.
Well, their plungers clearly have some suction-based abilities.
That's true. And a magnet on the inside.
On some of them.
On some of them. And so maybe that's like a new upgraded model.
Yeah.
You know, you get the...
That's the servant class model.
Because I see.
You need the magnet there to hold the thing so someone else can read it.
Of course.
To hold the trays.
Yes.
To carry to the prisoners.
I see.
That's a servant class upgrade.
Wow.
Which is...
We're really sounds getting like a, into the classism like a, of Daleks, but I think we don't. I think it's pretty self-explanatory where they stand. So after they like sandwich Susan in between their plungers, Ian is like hilarious, like giving absolute performance of a lifetime as this Dalek, and is like, "Help me get them into the lift." Yeah, like. And so they escort all of the TARDIS crew in, and the Dalek that's been sitting on guard goes like, "Do you want me to come upstairs with you to help you secure the prisoners?" And Ian is like, "She can't run in this room.
Yeah, there's nowhere for her to go.
There's nowhere for her to run.
She's going nowhere."
I'll be fine. And so the other Dalek leaves, and as soon as the door closes, the doctor like pulls some wiring out of the wall.
Yeah, for the door control.
Yeah, big brain. Doctor's on some big brain shit. He's cooking. He's cooking right now. That radiation is leaving his body. He's going, "Let me get my brain cells back. Here we go, boys." And so as soon as the door closes, he unplugs that like door mechanism. And he's like, "I hope he didn't hurt you, Susan." She's like, "Nor, I'm fine. Don't worry." Alex is literally having to resort to using your phone flashlight.
There's no, you have four lights above you.
It's true.
I have zero lights
above
me.
Can you like put your phone like on top of the like, can you prop it up somewhere? At least so you don't have to hold it. This is, trying to balance it on the microphone. I don't think that's going to work. I would just like to remind you,
I'm just a mechanical genius.
I'm just going to document this for future reference.
I have no... Oh, it's... I can hear it. It's fucking the... Is it fucking the audio? Hello? Hello? Oh, it is.
It is. I could hear it.
I could hear it too. That's crazy.
That's hilarious. Well...
Oh, hang on.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Come on, nerd. Let's go. Use your magic cards.
There we go. Good enough.
Slay.
I can kind of see it now. All right. Yeah. So they hop in the lift or the lift room, the room that has the lift in it.
Yes. Yes.
And they're like, "Okay, enough's enough. Ian, get out of the fucking Dalek."
Yeah. He's like, can y'all help me out of here? I can't breathe. Hello.
Yeah. It's a tight fit in there.
Yeah. And I mean, it actually is a tight fit in there. If you look at any pictures of like them actually controlling what the Daleks like on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it is a tight fit in there. Ian is like, "I want Audi."
Yeah.
And they're like, "All right, pop the top." They can't pop the top.
They can't pop the top. And it flashes outside to the Dalek, and it's like buzzing up to the control, what I assume is the control room.
Oh, it's got to be.
It's got to be, right? And yeah. And he says, like, or they say, like, I'm sending the prisoners up to the council. And the other Daleks respond, there were no orders to move the prisoners.
We didn't do this.
The fuck? They don't say that. I wish they did, but
it'd be the show would be a lot better if the Daleks just said fuck.
So true. Yeah. I would love to hear a Dalek just say all of the curse words.
Agreed.
That would be delightful.
That would be wonderful. Maybe not all the curse words, but a bunch of the curse, like the core ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, fuck, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Maybe a tasteful C word in there. I won't say it on air, but
you've said it before.
Have I? Probably.
You've said it a few times. I bleeped it out once and then left it for the rest.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right.
I do enjoy that word a little bit too much.
Anyways.
So he calls up and he's like, okay, shit, I have to stop this elevator, this lift now.
Yeah.
And he goes to open the door.
And the door doesn't open.
Door don't open.
And he's like, sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Insert Nicki Minaj song for the girlies.
And then two other Daleks just show up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's kind of like, funny.
All right, let's bust this bitch open.
Yeah, and so a flashback inside of the room. They're still trying to break Ian out, but there's like some issue with like the latch on the inside, and like they can't pry it open because it's just like getting more stuck the more they try and wedge it open.
They can't get it. It's stuck. And so Susan's like checking on the door because she hears this noise. She puts her hands on the door, and suddenly it's hot to the touch, and she screams, and she backs up. She's like, oh my goodness, it's hot to the touch.
Yeah, she's like, ouchie.
And we can see the Daleks are breaking through.
They're starting to blast through the door.
Yeah. They're doing the lightsaber thing where they're like cutting a hole in like a rectangle around the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, quick side note, why did they make it so big when all of their other doors are small?
Also, why are they going around the whole edge as opposed to
just making the size of
a perfectly good Dalek size cutout?
You know, put your blasters to Dalek shape. Let's go.
Yeah.
A little bang, bang. No, they make like a huge like
fucking hole.
Yeah, it's massive. It's unnecessary.
It's for dramatic effect.
Well, of course.
And that's the most.
And you know what?
That's the most important part.
Thank goodness they did, because you know what would have happened if they didn't? There would have been a lot of bad things happened to our friends. It wouldn't have been good.
So Ian still can't get out.
And they're like, oh shit, we got to get in the lift.
The doctor is like, let's go.
We got to go.
And Ian's like, go without me. He's doing the heroic thing. He's like, go on without me. And Barbara and Susan are freaking out. And the doctor's like, no. Like, we got to go.
Yeah, like, let's go.
We'll send the lift back down for you.
Yeah.
So they hop in the lift. They go up. And it's a cool shot of a lift.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like a lift. And it's clearly like an elevator shaft.
Yeah. It's.
And I like this shot.
I like it, too. And, like, we have this, like, rising kind of, like, music that's, like, I mean, it's not really music. It's a whirring kind of mechanical sound. But it builds this tension very nicely. Like, I'll talk about it a bit more in a little bit, because we'll come back to there's more elevator lift drama. But
there's always more
lift drama. Always more drama. But I really like the way that they build tension with the music and the sound design and everything. It's done really, really well this episode. I really enjoyed it. And so they're going up, and we still see Ian is like trying to struggle out of the Dalek case that he's in, and he's looking and he's trying to get out. We see another shot of the Daleks cutting through the door. They're getting closer to getting it completed. And then we flash to the TARDIS crew minus Ian getting to the top of the lift, and they jump out, immediately send it back down. And Barbara goes, we shouldn't have left him. He's dead. He's like, we've basically killed him. Like, there's not going to be enough time.
But Ian, so hang on. We cut back down. Mm-hmm. The Daleks have broken through. They shoot the Dalek that was sitting in the middle of the room, and it's empty.
Yeah. They shoot it. It catches fire.
It blows up.
Yep. And they go, it's empty. So
we cut back to upstairs and we see the elevator. The lift is coming up. You can hear it.
You can hear it coming up. Barbara's like, Ian, hurry. And you hear him go, okay.
He's like, I can't make this thing go fucking faster.
Oh, okay, I'm coming. I'm going as fast as I can. But at that moment, the Daleks downstairs are like, shit, he's in the elevator. We gotta
turn off the elevator,
turn off the lift. And so they turn it off right as he's just halfway. The lift is halfway.
He does the thing that you should never do when you're between two floors. And he gets off the elevator that's stuck halfway between two floors.
And then it starts going down again.
Yeah.
Like, Barbara absolutely saved that man's life because she yoinked him out of there.
Yeah.
And then they embrace in a giant hug.
Because they're the TARDIS crew. That's
they're the
why.
TARDIS crew. They're besties. Yeah.
Well. Most of them.
You know. Yeah. This part made me laugh.
Oh, there was one thing I wanted to mention about the Dalek and why. Because in theory, you could just move the Dalek in the elevator.
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that. They tried.
They magnetized the floor. Mm-hmm. They couldn't move the Dalek.
They
which
couldn't
is like,
push it. Yeah.
So that tells you and as a listener and like a viewer, the Daleks have control of their entire facility and can facilitate where and when you cannot move as a Dalek.
Which is so
for your own controlling your own people in that way.
Like
that's
a terrifying notion, right?
Yeah.
Like they have so much control that at a moment's notice they can magnetize the floor and you cannot move.
And that's for their own people. Ooh. That's because like that's not a Thal thing.
No.
That's not like an intruder
exclusively
thing.
Dalek technology that would only be used against other Daleks.
Yeah.
Like there are no other creatures on this planet that function in the same way.
Except the Magneton.
But
which is dead.
Is dead.
But yeah.
Girl, you did.
But the Thals aren't in metal casings again. So yeah, it's just
right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's this part made me giggle. So Ian gets out and Barbara's like, are you okay? And Susan are like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm okay. Like, don't worry about me. And the doctor literally goes, never mind that. Like,
yeah, we gotta go.
We have bigger problems here. Like, I don't care about Ian, which, yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
And so they're like looking around the room and they see this window, this big window that like overlooks the city. And so they're trying to figure out where they are.
They're at the top of a building is what the doctor says.
Yeah. And he goes, well, we're clearly at the top of the building. It's like overlooking the city. And Ian is trying, like they're trying to see the roads, but everything looks different from above, right? So they have no idea where they came from. And as Barbara is looking, she kind of like stops and she's like, now hold on.
There's people down there.
I just saw something. Like I saw someone move.
I saw some people.
Oh no.
You're moving down there.
And Ian is like, a Dalek? And she's like, no, it looked like a human being.
It's
and it's so Susan is like, oh, that's the Thals. Like, they're here for the food. Oh no, they're about to fall into this trap. Like, we have to go and save them.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine they don't mention it in this, but I can only imagine that Susan is feeling a certain amount of guilt for allowing this to like the doctor continues to say throughout this, oh, it's not our problem. It kind of is. You fully like incited this in a way, right? Like you allowed this to like you allowed this,
this is,
facilitated this to happen
this
in a way.
This is the whole situation of the doctor meddling in the affairs of a planet and he has now created this situation.
Yeah, which he makes a comment later where I'm like, question mark, sir?
Yeah.
Pardon?
So, yeah. So the doctor literally name checks. He's like, oh, and they're walking into an ambush. And I'm like, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. They said the name.
They said the name of the episode. And so, and I actually did notice this when I was looking at the Dalek arc and the name of the episodes. Mm-hmm. They all start with the at the beginning of every episode name.
Mm.
The ambush, the escape, the dead planet. They all start with the at the start.
Interesting.
I think that's a play on like the Daleks.
Yeah.
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 So
they're trying to
warn the Thals.
Yeah, they're trying to warn the Thals by waving their arms.
Oh my God. Did you see William Hartnell's face?
Sweet boy.
He looks like he just smelled a bad fart.
It's really funny.
It's really funny. Like,
that's
all
really
of
funny.
Their facial expressions are funny.
Oh, yeah. Like, I do encourage you, dear listener, if you ever do get a chance to watch, like, just rewinding that scene, like, a couple times and watching a different person every time is really funny. Because, like...
Yeah, I had to watch that a few times.
Oh, yeah. Susan is like, she's like, very empathetic, and she's really concerned.
She's
and then
like screaming she's at the top like, of her oh my lungs. Goodness.
And then, you know, Barbara's over there like flailing her arms. And then Ian is just kind of like stank face stare, like looming over all of them, like waving his arms around like he's
and
a wacky
then
inflatable.
The doctor's
tube
holding in. Up his fist. He's like,
you kids get off my lawn.
Yes,
it's good.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. And so they're like, well, there's no point. They're not gonna be able to hear us or see us, right?
God forbid.
Right.
I don't know why they thought that would work.
I know. I'm like, fucking idiots. And
if
so
one
like,
of them thought it would work, I can understand. But all four of them? Yeah.
Absolutely.
They all
not.
Said, surely they'll be able to hear us.
Yeah, this will work. And so at that point, the Daleks, we flash down to the Daleks and they're saying they're about to get on the lift and they're saying like, you see those prisoners, extermination on site. Like they said the thing.
They said the thing.
They said it multiple times.
They did. And they started saying extermination.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, they're basically saying like, they have no more chances left. Like they've bided their time long enough. We should have killed them. Like we could have killed them off long ago, but like, now, if you see them, don't even give them the chance to talk. Like, it extermination on site.
Yep.
And so they start going up the elevator and...
oh, my God.
They hear it starting to come up and they're like, oh, shit, we need to get out of here. We need to go warn the Thals. We need to get out of here or we're goners.
So they see a door.
Yeah, they see a door.
It's magnetized.
Yeah, so they're trying to pry it open. But that's when they hear... the noise of the elevator coming up. Oh my God. The tension here, guys. Oh, the tension here.
Oh my God. What do they do? Like, this is a lot.
This is so extra.
This is so extra.
But I love it.
It's so campy, too.
Oh my God.
Sending, I don't know what this is, a giant rock, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I wrote, the girls and Ian push this giant statue thing, ? Because
down the elevator shaft.
Yeah, they get together and it's like in the center of the room.
Yeah.
And the three of them get behind it and they like, as the doctor's still trying to pry this magnetized door open, and he's like, what are you doing? Like, I've got it open. Let's go. And he's like, Ian's like, I'm buying us a little more time. Don't worry. And they push it down the elevator shaft and we get this delightful scene, like shot of just like,
because the Dalek had hopped in the elevator.
Yeah. And so it just like, thong, 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 thong.
Yeah, down the elevator shaft, hits the elevator, and then the two Daleks at the bottom, because clearly the one in it is dead.
Oh, it's gone.
He's fucking gone.
Obliterated.
If that was modern day Daleks, he'd be fine, but this is classic Who Daleks.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
fucking dead.
He's a goner.
And so the other two immediately back away.
Yeah, they're like,
holy
they
shit.
Nope out
yeah,
there
they
real
nope.
quick.
They they're really like, quickly nope.
No, thank you. And so... The TARDIS crew, after they've shoved it down the elevator shaft, they run through this door that the doctor's pried open, and they run down. They're running. And
wait,
now we cut
wait,
to
wait,
the
wait,
Thals.
Wait. Oh, this is where, dear listener, and you, Andy, I would like to introduce a new counter.
Tell me
the running down corridors counter.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Alex told me in the car on the way here that they had a new counter that they wanted to add, and that I. Yeah, I eat that shit up single time we watch an episode. What is the thing I always say? Do we get my Scooby-Doo moment?
The running down corridors.
Counter. Oh, yes. I eat that shit up.
Yep.
Mm.
That is a Doctor Who namestay.
Oh, you've gotta.
You've gotta.
It's
you gotta
so
call
good.
It out. Yeah.
For sure. Oh, I love it. That's an excellent addition.
This is the first time in Doctor Who history they're running down a corridor.
Oh, I love it so much. Ah. So we cut to the Thals, and they're in the city now. So part of them have made their way into the city, and Aladon is like still incredibly suspicious of the Daleks.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't trust this entirely. Like, why would they help us? Like, why?
What did we have to offer them?
Yeah, like there's. Aladon is just like, I'm done. I'm real suspicious of this.
I can't really buy into this. You know, I'm trying my best here, Tem, but...
Temmie is literally just like, chill your vibe out, bro.
Well, Tem, I love what Tem says here.
Yeah.
This is a great line. Mm-hmm, he literally, mm-hmm. Tem is like, look, Aladon, we need this. Our people need this. Mm-hmm. We need the food. And he says to him, you're like, I'm not blindly, I'm blindly trusting them because we have to.
Yeah, we don't have any other chance. And
he says,
and you must throw off these suspicions. They are based on fear. And fear breeds hatred and war.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a great line.
There's a lot of like very poignant.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
a good line. I love this. Because he's right. Like, that's what the Daleks do.
Yeah.
The Daleks are afraid of everyone else.
Yeah.
And so they kill and they hate everything else.
Yep. Yep.
And Tem is sitting here like, no, don't do that.
And they learned he's calling out the consequences of their own past.
Yeah. And he's calling out Aladdin here. And rightfully so. Because Aladdin's like, look, like, I'll go talk to them. Like, you should. Because Aladdin, again, good person, but he's flawed. And as every good character is.
Mm-hmm.
But his priority is like, look, Tem, you're the leader. You shouldn't be the one going in. And Tem says, oh, I got
to
do it.
He says, I have to.
And
I'll talk to them peacefully and rationally.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to get this.
Aladdin says, I'll go do it. Because he's worried about Tem. He doesn't want to lose his leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tem is like, no.
Yeah. He's like, I'll do it. I'm going to go. I'll talk to them peacefully.
You're too afraid to do this.
Yeah. They'll see I am unarmed. And if anything, going into a situation unarmed will show them that I don't mean to cause a war. And Aladdin says, if they really want to talk, but I don't think they do. Like, he's fully like,
yeah, he's pretty spooked.
And I understand both sides of it.
Yeah, I understand where Tem is coming from because he knows he's desperate. So I this is what's so great about the scene is you can feel
the desperation.
The flaws in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So Tem is flawed, but he's blindly trusting the Daleks. Mm-hmm.
Because he has no other choice.
He has no other choice, mm-hmm. but he's right in the sense of like fear breeds hatred and war. And that's mm-hmm. a great line.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, we kind of like have to have you have to leap of faith a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put the hand out there for someone else to shake it.
Absolutely.
And across the way, Aladdin is like understandably fearful, mm-hmm. but that's flawed because you have to, if you want peace, you have to give it a little bit.
Yeah. You have to be able to. Yeah, put away your own reservations and have that trust.
Yeah.
Either way.
Right? I love the scene.
It's so good. It's
really
so
good.
Well done.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. Yeah, we get them running. We get the crew running.
We got the TARDIS crew running. They're runners, they track stars. They get out the way they came in. They're on that platform again.
Yeah.
They found their way back, which I don't know how, but they did.
Yeah. And
they've gone like other ways. So
oh yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, they've gone like a back way almost. It's interesting.
And they were so high up before, so I'm kind of like a little confused.
Yeah, but it's one of those moments. Yeah, it's one of those moments.
The elevator was destroyed. They found the stairs.
Wait.
Exactly.
Is the stairs just a big slide?
Exactly.
Because that would
magnetize.
It's a
slide.
Wait, actually, that makes a lot of sense of how they got down so fast if it's just a big slide.
It's just a big slide.
Then I do like the thought of a Dalek in a slide going...
The plunger
waving
way,
around, yeah,
and then the gun up in the other way, so it's like doing that.
Yeah, its arms are
yeah,
and its pupils dilating. I love it.
Yes,
I love it.
So they come out the way they came in.
And they pause and they're looking around for the Daleks, and they don't see any right away.
And
but
the doctor's like, "All right, it's time to go."
Yeah, he's like, "Alrighty, we've done what we can, besties. Let's go." Now.
So, again, Susan is worried about the Thals. Barbara is worried about the Thals.
Yeah.
And Ian is also worried about the Thals. But Ian has the sense to say, hey, like, not all of us should go and warm them.
Yeah. Because the doctor is basically trying to say, okay, let's just all go.
But the doctor doesn't care.
No.
And so this is, again.
Eye roll.
But this is where he's young. He doesn't care about the little people or the little things yet.
Yeah, I wrote down what he says because it pissed me off. So I said, the doctor wants to go back to the ship, but Susan and the rest of the crew are adamant that they go and warn the Thals. And the doctor basically tells her, like, okay, we can't risk our own lives to get involved with the other, like, affairs that aren't our own. This is none of our business. Sorry,
yes,
sir.
So yes and no.
Yes because, and no, but...
Because if he did not interfere initially... he should not continue. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I agree. But then Barbara comes up right away and is like, no, we are involved in this. Yeah. They saved our bacon, right? Like, we would be dead if they hadn't given us those radiation drugs. So we have to warn them. And I'm sure, like I said, that Susan has some kind of like guilt associated with being like, she told them that they could trust her. And if she wrote her name at the end of that letter, that everything would be fine. But now they're walking into an ambush that is going to kill them.
Not any ambush. The ambush.
Right? Like, yeah. So, you know, eventually Ian is like, shut up and listen to me, both of you girls.
But isn't it, just real quick, isn't it interesting that, again, we're saying like the doctor is going to base his future incarnations off of Ian. I think it's off of all three of them.
Yeah.
I think this is... Yeah, this is a prime example of the doctor is not a good person right now.
No.
But he's surrounded by good people.
Yeah.
And that's
absolutely
that changes his future qualities.
Yeah. And I think because he cares so deeply about these people, especially, I mean, at this point, it's Susan he cares most about. Right. But because Susan cares about Ian and Barbara, the doctor is more
sometimes caring to an extent.
Right. Yeah. He has at least a base level of, I will keep you alive.
Do you think at the end of An Unearthly Child arc, if he was the first one in the TARDIS, he would have left with Susan? Like if it because
I think so.
Because the doctor's the last one in when the cavemen are chasing them.
I think if he had been the first one and he would have tried to leave them.
Yeah, with Susan, he would have left them, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think I think Susan would have been the only reason that he didn't leave them.
Agreed.
And the fact that he's a slow old man. Sorry.
Well, exactly, right?
Sorry about it. Barbara's like, okay, I'm sorry, but this is kind of our problem because, like, they saved our lives. The least we can do is try and save them. And so Ian is just like, okay, enough of this yapping. The doctor's right. I agree with both of you. You guys go back to the ship. I'll talk to them. I'll go warn them.
Yeah. Which is like, Ian doesn't want to put his besties in any more danger.
Yeah.
But he'll worry about himself. Because that's the thing. He can handle himself. He doesn't want to put anyone else in danger.
Absolutely. Right. And so he says, yeah, no, the doctor's right. And like, we can't risk everyone's life. If one of us could do it.
I think it's Barbara who says, like, it's easier for him to operate without worrying about us.
Yes.
Which I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Because that's how she gets Susan to just like shut up for 2 seconds. And so, yeah, they basically tell Susan, like, zip it, go back. Like, we're adult vetoing your opinions, go. And, so I've just written, go bestie, Ian, go.
He's doing the running down the hallways thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He finds that main entrance hall.
We get spooky standoff vibes.
Yep. So we are once again in that entry hall that we were in episode 2. When Ian, the doctor, and Susan were looking for Barbara.
Yeah.
And this time,
we see all of the Daleks around and they hear a noise and they all retreat back.
Behind, like, into these doorways off to the side.
Skin crawling.
In the middle
disgusting.
In the middle of this room is this, like, table. And on the table is, like, all these, like, this food and stuff.
Yeah. Just like their rations that they've said that they would provide for them and stuff. And so then we see Tim. Tammy boy.
Tim goes first.
He goes first.
He goes right into that hallway.
And he just starts monologuing to the Daleks saying, he like announces himself and he says like,
Daleks, can you hear me? Daleks, the Thal people wish to live in peace. If this is your wish too, then let us work together to rebuild our world.
He's saying a lot of good things. Like
he is. He's really trying to like campaign for this to
for a treaty.
For a treaty.
To work together to rebuild Skaro.
Yeah. And they say if we work together, we can replant, we can fix the soil and we can rebuild a new city, a new earth, a new home for us both to peacefully live in. And he's hearing crickets. And he goes, if you don't want to respond now, we've waited centuries. We can wait centuries more. Spoiler alert. No, you can't. You literally are about to die. Why?
So Tem gestures for his comrades to come inside because now the Daleks have stepped out of their shadows.
Yeah. Ian is watching this whole thing go down.
Yep. Off to the side.
Yeah.
And
And he says, okay.
The comrades step in.
Yeah.
And as soon as they do, Ian screams.
He's like get out of there. Yeah, it's a trap.
It's like, it's a trap, run.
It's a trap.
And then the Daleks open fire and Tem dies.
Tem goes down.
He fucking, it's that effect again.
You get that X-ray kind of effect. Oh.
And then Tem goes down.
He goes down.
And then a Dalek turns to shoot at Ian, and Ian hides behind a wall. And I love the effect on just the wall.
Yes.
It's just the wall.
Yes. I literally have it written down here. So yeah, like it's so cool. I am obsessed with this. So they shoot at Ian, but he like ducks around the corner and we get this super fun like split screen. And so you can see where Ian has ducked around the corner and the other side of the split screen is supposed to be the wall where he's just missed. And that side of the wall, it goes up in bubbles and like it gets all...
Like it got shot.
Yeah, like you can... Yeah, and so you see it start deteriorating as he runs away. And it is so good.
It's really
good.
Well done, yeah.
It is so well done. And... again, with the music, like the sound design in this episode, like all of these little things are working together so well to create this overall ambiance and this like looming sense of like tension and fear. It's so good.
So Ian runs off.
Mm-hmm.
The Daleks pursue the Thals who have run off out the door.
Yeah.
Aladdin has done the Scooby-Doo hide in the corner.
Yeah.
The Daleks run right by him.
Mm-hmm,
it's like that classic like freeze tag thing where you just hide quickly and then they run right by. And
yeah. They're hiding in amongst the other like rubble and wreckage. And
yeah,
like
just right next to you. And you're so focused on chasing someone else that you run right by them.
Or they're hiding in a different costume. And so they're like pretending to be part of an exhibit.
Right.
Very classic vibe.
And so
he's
hiding in the corner. The Daleks run right by him.
Yeah.
And then Ian comes out a moment later.
Yeah.
And
they like kind of run into each other.
Aladdin runs out and they run into each other.
I've short formed Aladdin's name to Allie in all of my notes.
Fair enough.
So I've got Temmie and Allie. It's kind of cute.
So Allie and Ian meet.
Yeah. And Ian is like, I'm sorry. I wasn't here. I didn't say anything sooner. And like Allie is just like, they killed Tem. They killed killed our leader. I don't understand why. And Ian is like, bestie, we don't have time to talk about that now. We gotta go. Like, get your men. Let's go. We gotta go. And so they run off and we go cut back to the rest of the Thals that are by the TARDIS.
So we cut back to our TARDIS crew camp the Thal camp. And it is at the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And everyone is there. Ian is there. Aladdin is there.
Yeah.
Susan, Barbara, the doctor...
But they're clearly looking for some people though still.
Yeah, it's people dispersed into the forest.
Yeah, and like we kind of cut back on a couple of them being like, no, they're nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're clearly still looking for something, but the majority of the crew is back.
But specifically, we cut to the doctor and Dione.
I
hate her.
I hate her. Love this little this little scene.
So for the first time, she name checks Skaro,
mm-hmm.
and we have the name of our planet. I've been saying it this whole time because we know what it
because
is.
Because we know what it is.
But she name checks that they are on Skaro.
Yeah, and she's, you know, showing the doctor all of their records and, you know, their history, their recorded history. And the doctor is just gleeful. It is so cute.
He is eating all of this up.
He's like, ooh, tell me more. And what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And he's just eating that shit up. He's loving, he's living for it. And it's really cute. And he's clearly very excited. And they have these like fun, like map pieces that are very like they're hexagon shapes.
Of course.
And of course, because what did
hexagons.
We say? The 60s, how to think for hexagons. We love a hexagon.
Yeah.
But it very much reminds me of one of my exes. She did a lot of like tabletop RPG game making and she had a space game that was used the hex.
Hexagons.
Oh yeah, it was all hexagons.
It's a sci-fi thing.
It's such a classic quintessential sci-fi thing, but it gave very much that energy for me. And so it's pointing at different constellations. And so the doctor is like getting more information about like, okay, well, what's this? And like, how does this work? And she, Dione, explains to him that each piece is part of a bigger whole that they can continue to like add things to make a quote unquote total. And so he's like, oh, there's more. Like, how does it, like, you've explored other universes then and other like solar systems? And she says, well, you know, only as far out as our like telescopes, yeah, essentially, you can see.
She doesn't say telescopes. She calls it something else. Yeah, but yeah, it's a telescope.
Yeah. Electroscope, I think, is what she calls it.
Tell us something.
Yeah. I don't know. Something like that. Know. Anyways, she basically said that they mapped out as far as they could see.
Yeah, and the doctor says, oh, I wonder if I can use this to figure out where we are.
Yeah. And so, because
he wants to know where in the universe they are.
Yeah. They wants to start kind of like mapping out their location so that he can kind of get them out of here. Right. Which is part of the reason why they couldn't get back to where they wanted to before, because they didn't know what, when they were.
Exactly.
And so, he tries to, he's doing that. And,
then we move over to the other over. People.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rest of the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And we are introduced to someone who comes running in, with the help of, so this is where we need to talk about the Thals.
Yeah.
Gennadis, we got mixed up last week. He is the clearly gay one that you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
He is the brother of Tem, who is now dead.
Yeah. R.I.P., I guess.
So, and now we are introduced to Antidus, who is played by Marcus Hammond.
Okay.
Marcus Hammond is in 20 episodes of Z-Cars.
Z-Cars. I love it.
And he's only in 14 TV projects. He's not in a whole lot.
Okay.
But he was still in 20 episodes of Z-Cars. He's in this episode of Doctor Who. He's in a few
Kept
other
it projects. Fairly low-key.
Yeah.
Was in some of the, like...
He's in two films.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. So he's a chill actor.
You know what? I respect
him. His Wikipedia page did not even have a picture of him. So clearly a very mellow dude.
Yeah.
A very mellow lad.
You know what? Shout-outs.
Yeah.
Shout-outs.
Marcus and
so,
Hammond.
Yeah, so Antidus has been injured by the Daleks. He's been hit in the shoulder. And so they're trying to heal him.
How?
Literally how.
Clearly, if you get shot, you're either paralyzed or dead. So I don't know.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, but is it like, did they blast like the shoulder to like
did they blast
the paralyzing?
The wall, and then maybe he got like some burn from nearby.
Like splashback or something? I don't know. I'm going to stop trying to figure it out.
The inconsistency of a Dalek blast until modern cinema. I can't wait.
Yeah, I just want the hard, fast rules of what it can and can't do, but I will not get that for a long time. And so Aladdin is just like, okay, I know I need to take over as leader, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't understand why the Daleks killed him. Like, why did they do it? I don't understand what purpose what it does for them.
It's Gennadis.
Yeah.
It's Aladdin, Dione, and Ian. And they're all in this kind of like conversational circle.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Aladdin is going on how like he doesn't understand. He's like, how can we, maybe I just need more time and I can go back again and have another conversation with him. I can do it a little differently than what Tim did.
And Ian is just like, I heard what he said. He was being perfectly reasonable. And any other reasonable creature would have responded just as reasonably, but the Daleks didn't. And that just shows exactly what they are. And the Thals
calls
are
them
like
not human.
Yeah.
He calls like neither are the Thals. But.
Yeah. Like, sorry, you're on an alien planet. None of them are human. Y'all are the only humans.
Yeah. The concept of human is very different here.
Yeah. Humanoid, perhaps.
Perhaps. Mayhaps.
I do love a good mayhaps. But yeah, he says they think and act and feel in a totally different way. They just aren't human. And Aladdin is just like, I don't understand why something could act so vile without any reason.
And then Ian drops a bombshell.
Ian absolutely says, ate the girls up.
Oh, there's a reason. Explanation might be better. It's stupid and ridiculous, but it's the only one that fits. What? A dislike for the unlike?
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense to Aladdin at first. And you can kind of see all of them look a little like...
They're like trying to process it.
Yeah. And then he says... What does he say afterwards?
He says...
They're afraid of you because you're different from them. So whatever you do, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God. Like, how accurate is that to...
Literally...
Just racism, period.
Any kind of, I think, othering. That narrow... Yeah. homophobia, transphobia,
yeah, racism,
sexism, all of the isms.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what it boils down to. You're afraid of things you don't understand. And so you exile them and make them feel like they're smaller than you. That's not the way the world works. Get over yourself.
Yeah. Like, just Ian just dropping bombshells and just straight up saying like, like the Daleks are straight up racist here.
Yeah, they're vile creatures. You're absolutely right. They will. You're not wrong.
And this further emphasizes the context of the Daleks being based off of the Nazi Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which. Yeah.
When. Yeah.
It's done in a way where.
So imagine.
Yeah.
If again. The Thals are very clearly based off of the quote unquote Aryan race.
Yeah.
Imagine if you like that is a perfect way to put this scenario of they are the ones now being persecuted.
Yeah.
Like I love that.
It is so
it's
well
the juxtaposition.
Done. Yeah. And it's not only that juxtaposition, but it makes people think. Mm. It makes you critically think. I absolutely love that they introduced this concept in children's, right? This was primarily. I understand its importance.
Yeah.
Right? Because it
was
a gamble.
Especially in a post-World War II era.
It was such a gamble, and they took that gamble. And I think that's one of the things that I love about Doctor Who is that it has always not been afraid to take those risks and talk about things that others didn't want to talk about.
Right.
And
things that matter.
Things that matter, right? It is important for children growing up in this post-World War II time to understand that there can be like camaraderie. There can be things that haven't been portrayed in any of the things you've seen in the last 10 years, right? It is such an important step to continue those kinds of social conversations.
It's such an important conversation, period, because like the unlike for the, what is it? The dislike for the unlike.
Yeah.
Like that's a concept that like works for bullying.
It works for everything.
Yeah, for pretty much anything that causes like war in society. Even like you look at what's going on overseas, like what's going on over there right now. And like that. Yeah. Like how accurate is that to what's kind of happening in the world right now?
Yeah. How much of the world's conflicts boil down to a dislike for the unlike?
Yeah.
And it's. Kind of devastating that we're
1964.
Yeah. We are 60 years later and we're still having these conversations.
We still have to have these conversations 60 years later. Yeah.
That is gross, but I'm proud to be a platform that supports the individuality of people and freedoms of people.
Agreed.
And the expression of just being your damn self.
And us promoting content like this. Of like putting it like that message out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more important now than ever to, you know.
Yeah.
Let the little guys be heard and not let stories be swamped over by all of the other gross stuff in the media. Let's talk about Doctor Who and how great it is for all of the various reasons. Slay.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. Okay.
Ian thinks that
they need to be ready to fight if it comes down to it.
He thinks that the Thals might be ready to fight.
Yeah, and the Thals
or have to be ready to fight.
Yeah, and
they're like gnar.
Yeah, Dione is like, how you don't know us any more than the Daleks do because that is absolutely not our bag, girl. And it's like, but I'm sorry, but it might come down to that.
Also. Nobody fucking asked her.
Nobody asked you, Patrice.
The only reason, by the way, for the record, Dione is the only female.
Yeah.
Well, she's not the only female, like, Thal there, but she's, like, the one, like,
she's the named, only one that talks.
Yeah, named. And I am not ripping into her because she's a woman.
No.
A woman. I'm ripping into her because she has bad opinions.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah.
I just realized, like, last episode, we really ripped into her hard. And, like, when I was editing. But here, I'm just like, look, the reason we don't like her is because she
has,
had a shit opinion.
Yeah,
in the
she
last
has bad
episode.
Takes.
Yeah,
she's got bad takes.
Yeah,
and also, I hate her hair. So, you know what? It's not a bad wig, but it's ugly.
Damn.
And I don't feel bad saying.
Honestly,
I'm going to say it. I don't feel bad that you broke your elbow.
There you go. If Dione broke her elbow, we wouldn't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
So they have to be ready for fight. Dione's upset. Even Aladdin's a little kind of off put by this.
He's like, whoa, what you suggesting
here?
What are
you suggesting?
Yeah. And then they have like a weird conversation about pacifism.
So this is, So again, Barbara and Ian are checking in with each other.
Yeah.
They're having this conversation. They're like, what do you think of all this?
Yeah. As the only two, like the two only human kind of.
Yeah. They're the only humans.
But the only two people that have the exact same kind of context of everything.
And experience.
And exactly.
Of their world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. And so they're doing their usual episodic check-in. Yeah. Episodic check-in. They're checking in on each other. Like, what do you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara is discussing pacifism
mm-hmm.
and what it means and how they used to like.
Yeah.
They maybe at one point this is like. What they've become, mm-hmm. this is how they have to be. And the doctor comes over because he's figured it all out.
I love this.
He's got like two pictures of what the Thals used to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, a picture of what the Thals used to look like.
And a picture of what the Daleks looked like.
And the Daleks, and you don't see the picture of what the Daleks look
like.
No,
which I love.
And
I love
so
it.
They called them, they used to call themselves Dals. Yeah.
Yeah.
D-A-L-S.
So Dals and Thals.
Yeah. Dals and Thals.
That sounds like a drag duo.
Dals and Thals. So
someone's got to jump on that.
So, yeah, the Dals came before the Daleks. And then the doctor kind of explains the history. And because he's figured out, the Thals mm-hmm. used to be the warrior race.
Yeah.
On the planet.
And so, yeah, in going over their recorded history, he's able to like kind of figure out. Kind of what we already knew based off of what we found out last episode.
Right.
And so he's able to go and tell the rest of the TARDIS crew, like, okay, this is what I think happened. Like, that there was an original Thal that survived the Neutronic War and it mutated over the centuries, but that mutation came full circle. And then
it was camp.
Yeah. And then refined itself back to what we see now. And so he hypothesizes that the Daleks must be non-finished cycle of what they used to be.
And Ian and the doctor refer to what they saw in the shell of the Dalek. And
yeah.
He's like, how the fuck did it get to that?
Yeah. And
he says, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I know what it is. Or I think I know. I think it was the radiation.
And, ooh.
And as well as a mix of... Davros.
Yes.
So I think it's a mix of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
I love it.
So
they're the doctor is still having just like is giddy while he's telling all this information because he's just so happy about all of this recorded history. And I'm like, sir, this is not the time nor the place.
Especially because the other Thals come back.
Yeah.
And they're carrying Tem's dead body over their shoulders.
Yeah. Which... They didn't close his eyes.
No, they did not.
I would have done that. That was a little, that was very unsettling.
So they carry Tem's body and it's a shot of the TARDIS crew and they just kind of watch.
Yeah.
And you can see they're all very distraught.
Yeah.
And
the doctor is just like,
all right, it's time to go.
All right, Slay. Been great to meet you guys. Love you. Gotta go.
Yeah. There's a brief discussion between them and they're like, okay, I think we need to go. And Barbara is kind of like, should we go? Even Ian is kind of like, look, I think it's time we go. There's not much we can do.
Yeah. There's not much else we can do. And I feel like at this point, Ian's probably thinking like, okay, we've intervened enough here. Yeah. We've done enough to fuck with
tired.
These people. Yeah.
They're just tired. Yeah.
For
and they're
sure.
like, look, it's time to go.
They're getting over radiation sickness.
Yeah.
They've been held prisoner. Ian was shoved inside of a metal
he
creature.
He was paralyzed.
Bestie just wants to lay down and take a nap.
And
I don't blame him.
The doctor put them in this situation because he took something from the TARDIS.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at Ian and he says, that fluid link and...
Give me that back, that fluid link, you get this.
As soon as he says fluid link, you can see the look on Ian's face.
That dawning horror.
Just the eyes.
It is black and white,
yeah,
but you can see the color drain from his face. He starts to sweat, and the doctor's like, don't be fucking around with me now. You know just as well as I do that we need that fluid link if we're going anywhere.
And he repeats, just...
fluid link.
And
Susan's like, you didn't fucking lose it, did you?
So I love... like that this is acting whole, right there, because like you can see the horror. It's like they're done. They're tired. They want to go home.
They're desperate to just, okay, let's just go, leave. Please. Let's get out of here.
And it's like to realize that the thing that is can get you out of here.
Yeah.
Is back with the Daleks.
Yeah. I said the moment of panic on Ian's face, it's not on him. And he says after Barbara goes like, surely you didn't lose it. Like, come on now.
You didn't lose it.
He goes, I didn't lose it. The Daleks took it from me when I was searched. It's still down there in the city. And it pans across to each of their faces. Ends on the doctor as he looks over down towards the city.
And it ends.
And it fades out. And we get the next episode, the expedition.
I love that ending. So
they have really gotten it down now. They're doing it. The last two episodes, they have really nailed those endings, keeping that suspense.
So even last episode, I didn't think it was that good of an end. Like, it was okay.
It was an okay ending.
It was okay. But like,
this was a good one.
This was a good one.
Yeah.
And so like, you kind of wonder, imagine if two of these episodes were put together.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if. Like, I know our first episode for this one, the ending was horrifying. And I think that is the best ending we've had so far with the reveal of the plunger going towards Barbara, and it was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next ending wasn't as good. It was Susan, and she was like looking out the TARDIS doors and then the crack of thunder and all that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, crack of lightning, thunder, no rain, and there was only the one. ?
We pretend we don't see it.
Yeah. The rain that they wanted, just saying. Anyways, but...
oh, fuck. I didn't even think of that.
Right?
God damn it.
And so... yeah. And so this is such a good ending.
Yeah.
There's so much suspense for what's to come.
The build is great. The tension that you feel throughout the episode. The sound design is excellent on this. Everything is working together. Very nicely.
Yeah, this was a good one.
This was good. I really enjoyed this episode.
I did too. Yeah, this one was much faster than our last one. There was a lot less kind of going on, but this was really good.
Yeah, I felt like this one was a lot more, like the pacing was a lot. Like,
there's just a lot going on very quickly.
Which is good, because that was been some of our complaints in the, like, at the end of the first the second episode when she gets back to the TARDIS. It's just like, okay, this last like 10 minutes of this episode could have been 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was literally just nonsense going back and forth, and they're all just bitching and complaining the entire time. It's like, okay, we could have ended this 10 minutes ago. Versus this is just like, nah, every second is important.
And I love that.
Oh, it's good.
It's good television.
It really is.
Because like that's what gets audiences engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So next week we have season one, episode
nine.
Yeah. Ooh, we're coming up on our episode 10 mark pretty soon.
Wow.
Season one, episode 9, The Daleks, part 5, The Expedition. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be pretty good. Do we have anything else for The Daleks, part 4, The Ambush, season one, episode 8?
I don't think so. I thought this episode was tasty.
I did too.
Yeah.
I thought this was one of the better ones.
This is one of the better ones that we've watched so far.
Yeah. I think this is probably the best one.
Yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
I would say so too.
I think other ones have had really good moments, but I think over the course of the entire episode, this one was the best one.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. It was definitely just it was actually, I think, the first action packed episode we've had.
Yeah. Like even when I went back and watched it the second time as I was taking my notes, like I noticed other things that I don't think I was fully able to perceive the first time. Like I do have
some problems with like them escaping in this episode when last episode was called The Escape. You know what I mean?
We pretend we don't see.
It's just, again, like the way...
it's just the way that...
If certain scenes were cut from last episode, you could...
or they had slightly rearranged things.
Right. Like, if you can script things a little better into where they should be. I think, like, if you
to make it more seamless, because there are definitely a lot of, I think, like we said, over the course of like a 7-arc story like this one, I'm sure at the end there's probably going to be about an episode's worth of content that could probably be ditched and like to make things, you know, a little bit more succinct and fit tighter. But I think overall, like, this was a good one.
Yeah, it definitely is. This one was pretty good for what we got.
I agree.
All right. Are we good to wrap up the show?
I think so. Thanks so much for listening, dear listener.
Yeah, thanks for listening. You can listen to us on all of the podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, excuse me, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and a couple others. So give us a listen there. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcast. Leave us a nice review. We'd be happy to read it. I actually haven't checked if we've gotten any yet.
Oh, we should do that.
I should definitely do that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, leave us a review. Absolutely do that. It'll be great. We'll read them on air. You can reach us on TikTok and Instagram. We have a TikTok and Instagram at Time Traveling Rainbows.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some silly stuff on there soon.
You'll have to send those files to me so I can.
Oh, yeah.
So I can throw them in.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, yeah. Do we have anything else?
Thanks for listening, dear listener. I hope you have a great week.
Have a fantastic week and stay good.
Stay funky fresh.
Stay funky fresh and enjoy Doctor Who as always.
Yeah. And be a good person out there, kids.
Yeah. Like the
unlike.
Yeah. That's it. That's the new motto.
Embrace the unlike.
Yeah.
And go for the weird.
Agreed. Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did it.
That was a good one.
We did it. Yeah.